brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You remember earlier this week we had the magician on who is charged tens of thousands of dollars a year in fines and fees and regulations and has to create a disaster plan for the rabbit he uses in the show. You've, of course, heard about them wanting $5,000 a day fines for dust, hay dust in a barn. You have just seen all the madness that's going on to shut down our economy and to collectivize this nation. But I have several videos today. One of these actually went up yesterday morning on Infowars.com, but I'm going to be getting to it later in the hour. A animal shelter took in a baby deer, so they SWAT teamed them because they put a YouTube video out about it, and a bunch of good neighbors tattled on them that it was supposedly illegal. And so they came and killed the baby deer and put it in a body bag. Armed agents raid animal shelter for baby deer and kill it. WISN-TV. Now, again, these are being run over all day, ladies and gentlemen. But if you try to save one, the bureaucrats are going to come after you. Then I have City of Seattle bans the words brown bag and bans the word citizen. Both are offensive. Now, again, you've got real racism going on. White against black, black against white, you name it. You've got the so-called left, coming out. And, I mean, I heard one of the leftist local talk show hosts yesterday morning say that anybody who's poor, i.e. minorities, should be forcibly sterilized. They had a whole hour-long show about that with the favorite son liberal talk show host here in Austin. And I was driving into work listening to this, just going, is this, I'm really hearing this? Because that's liberal to kill black people, you know, to make sure they don't get born. Don't say brown bag. That's like we posted a joke satire video Nancy Pelosi caught in secret Obamacare meeting. It was just hilarious. And you know, it shows the Affordable Care Act as a turd wrapped in the bill. And people are all over that on YouTube and on Infowars.com saying it's racist code word. No, sometimes a turd is a turd. We're saying that it's a horrible pile of Bravo Sierra. You know, like you say, that car's a lemon, that car's a, or I tell you, this employee is a, are you miserable little, I think I've called my dog that before, you know, when I've walked to the house at night and stepped in it. You little, but no, when I call my dog that, it's racism. I didn't know that. Again, this is an attack on free speech and the hate laws they want to put in to arrest whoever they want. That's coming up. Brown bag. Now, brown bag is associated for over 150 years with cheap mass milled pulp paper. And that's why you call it brown bagging it. Brown bagging it means bringing your own lunch. And they know that. They want to expand it out to a point. I told you they arrest you in England for using the word homosexual, even though that's just a scientific term, like heterosexual, homosexual, Caucasian, Negro, all that supposedly is racist. There's white groups that don't want the word Caucasian used. They say it's hurtful. These are just names. Like, I've actually seen articles where people got mad in a restaurant because someone ordered a Negro Modelo. They tried to pull that up. It was a few years ago. I think it was in Dallas. People got mad, and it was a big scene. It was white yuppies that got mad. They heard the word negro. Didn't know in Spanish that just means black. Just means I want a dark beer. You know, in German it means Bock. I guess Bock means dark beer. That's racist too, folks. Can't say Bock beer. Can't say negro Modelo. Can't say I want a brown bag special. A lot of lunch places say, you want the brown bag special? And you get your barbecue sandwich and your chips and your pickle and drink for, you know, $4 or whatever. And it's called, you know, it's a special. That's racist. So you're all looking for secret racism everywhere. But instead of the real racist stuff going on in front of you, the UN, you know, running mass murder operations in Africa to take people's land. It's even the New York Times. Nobody gets in trouble. Remember, a teapot might look a little like Hitler, like a cloud, so you ban that. My dog looks like he has a Hitler mustache. Should he be euthanized? And I'm not joking. There may come a day when a death squad comes in the politically correct world. I tell you, I just can't believe it. It's all coming up. Big Benghazi news.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the second day of August 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, on this Friday Worldwide Edition. Thank you so much for joining us. We have popping in at the bottom of the next hour the $100,000 winner, first place prize winner of the Operation Paul Revere film contest for the film The Purge. And Michael Dorman will be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. James Dillingpole will then join us for part of the third hour to discuss his London Telegraph research of 97%. We actually already knew this, but I'm glad he did the research. 97. It was more than I thought. I thought it was around 90 because I found a few small oil companies that weren't funding it. 97% of the climate change global warming fanatics are funded by oil companies. We'll be explaining why that is. When you say, listen, I don't think we should shut down all our power plants. They're totally clean. China has dirty ones. We can't compete. Shut up. You work for the oil companies. Well, actually, I don't work for the oil companies. I work for common sense and having an industry in this country. So that's going to be coming up so incredibly important. Now, we have huge news on the science front, massive news on the Benghazi front as well. And huge news on the BBC and the British government pedophile front that I've got to get to, because I had this news yesterday. More has come out today, and I didn't cover it because I kind of psychologically shy away from this. It's so horrific. I'm not a big fan of horror movies either. I don't just like horror for horror's sake, and it's very upsetting, but we're going to cover it. Celebrity arrests could soar after horrified police discovered Jimmy Savile's secret lair, secret room at record shop. This is the guy who was the most trusted confidant of the royal family, including the Queen of England. And there is a reason all of this is coming out now. Undoubtedly, this has been known for decades. They are blackmailing the British royalty to fully sign all their power over to the Rothschild-Rockefeller bank combine. So this is the true fall of the House of Windsor you're seeing right now with the blackmail. And you're also seeing the globalist move on Rupert Murdoch with the hacking scandal threatening to arrest him if he doesn't basically submit to their takeover. So this is very serious information going on right now, and I'm going to be breaking that down as well. Also, I've been telling you about this for really about 17, 18 years on air, but I learned about it a few years into the broadcast. And that's plastic chemical BPA may harm human fertility and cause cancer. And that's a new study, a big scientific study that they're reporting on Fox News. That's today. The answer, of course, by White House run MSNBC will be to come out and say that I say that they're making people gay with juice boxes. When what I actually said and what I actually covered was the fact that it also has that side effect. So we're going to be going over that report as well. Also, here's a CNN headline today. Your TV might be watching you. Oh, really? I told people this 16 years ago when I was visited by a Time Warner high level. I'm not going to say how high level. They can go back to the time to figure out who it was, but a high-level engineer in Time Warner in Central Texas. And when I broke the news that the televisions had hidden microphones and that some even had hidden cameras, I was given death threats. And I mean the type where they tell you what your girlfriend had for lunch. That kind, where they have, you know, private goons following you around and things. They did not want this out at that time. Now it's time to roll it out to the slaves. So they're CNN, told you so again. And again, I'm not up here every day going, told you so, 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 about my ego, okay? In fact, this is scary to know that I know their program very well, better than almost anybody on air. I've spent my life trying to discover reality, not the fiction that's put out as the cover media. And I know their program. Most of it they've put down in books and white papers and conferences they've had on record. I mean, it's just mind-boggling to know what their public plan is and to know how horrific it is. And now to see it moving ahead and to still be attacked by people that work for the establishment. You know, they've got a lot of operatives in every major news network and every major newspaper on record since media got going in this country. But it's intensified in the last few decades because previously people involved in psyops and propaganda in media thought they were doing it for liberty and freedom. And so there was some restraint involved. It was still immoral, the road to hell paved by that type of thing. But now it's just pure cynical mercenaries who will do anything they're told. And that's the nature historically of tyranny, is that it just progresses by increment until the bottom falls out. But when you see the announcement of the Pentagon and the CIA and the White House to give tens of billions of dollars to every major media outlet and to have the Pentagon openly try to buy off even small bloggers to stir up infighting and disinfo, the fact that they're mainlining that announcement is an attempt so that when it comes out they're doing it, it isn't like, ooh, we caught the Army planning fake news. It's that, well, that's no big deal. It's to inoculate psychologically, because you see, they can't just have their 20 or so, I'm guesstimating, at the Washington Post that are naval intelligence and CIA and then Ford Foundation above intelligence agencies, foundation operatives. That way there's no government oversight. And they've, I mean, I know of about 20 known operatives at the Washington Post currently. Like, Bob Woodward, naval intelligence. I mean, the list goes on and on. Bernstein, CIA. Probably like that announcement. The point is that things like that are going on. And then you've got CNN that's been the model since Ted Turner launched it with military satellites to broadcast the video feeds, is CIA, 100% up one side, down the other. MSNBC's like Foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Rockefeller Endowment, White House, State Department. I mean, different agencies get different media ops. It's like they divide, okay, you manage this one, you manage that one. Fox News is kind of like the Republicanoid Heritage Foundation management arm situation to kind of control the right wing. But now it's time to get rid of that. So they're figuring out, you know, that there's going to be no room at the top for them. This is a purely socialist communist system in its prime vein. So now this whole mainlining, this whole announcement of this happening is just so it can be, oh, hi, guys. Here's somebody from the White House, the Department of Defense, or the CIA, and all the women blush. Ooh, isn't he handsome? Yeah, I'm here to help you. We're here to work with the public, work with America. And here's Colonel Johnson. You know, one morning, from the Army, it's just a main line that you're going to work right. This is the takeover. This is the full takeover. Because they don't want to just have their people that they then put on TV and the reporters that they magnify and the reporters that they give all the attention so that all the junior reporters mimic what the Operation Mockingbird operatives do. That doesn't work anymore. They need everybody at the Austin American Statesman. And everybody at the New York Times, and everybody at the LA Times, and everybody at the local TV station to pull as one. And to say, yeah, we got orders directly from the government, and they direct what you're going to do, and that's the way it works now. That's all being announced everywhere now. And the Pentagon is coming out, as of last week, and saying, the only group we don't control is the bloggers, people like Drudge Report. We're going to interface with them. We're going to become their sources so they trust us. And the people in the audience are just shaking their heads because they've done this in third world countries and taken over. They know this is a full takeover of America. That's why they look so depressed and freaked out. A few younger, gullible people that got up and asked questions are like, we don't lie anymore? And he goes, well, you'll see. Now let's say we lie. So this is the full immersion in the true state-run, globalist-run, corporate-run, foundation-run media. This is the, oh, you've exposed we're government-run? You bet. Now we're coming for you. And so if you think there's been infighting and buy-offs and everything else, get ready to see who's been paid off. I mean, you're going to see bloggers and alternative media people. Most of them have already been bought off or paid off, and some of that's even come out to attack us. Now it's going to be just, you're going to see just the guns in the next year. It'll take them a year to get it organized. They're going to just swing around and start blasting us 24/7. And that's fine. We're prepared for that, and we're ready. We've already hit the barbed wire. We've already taken out the enemy operation machine gun nest. We're moving towards the final objective. So, I mean, we're ready for it because we got the guy upstairs in Providence. So fire away. If it's God's will, you'll destroy me. And it may be God's will that I blow up and burn in front of everybody. Fine. Maybe it's God's will that we move through the enemy and defeat them. Good. I don't pray for anything. I just say, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Period. Period. So I'm ready, but you need to understand, folks, this is it. And then they're coming after all the pension funds. It's already started, as I told you, public and private. They're coming after your children. They're coming with forced inoculations. They're coming after the language. They're gonna arrest you for saying, I want a Negro Modelo beer. They're going to arrest you if you say, I want a Schwartz during Oktoberfest. They're going to arrest you in Seattle if you say, I want a brown bag special at your business. I'm not joking. We actually have a newscast on that. They're going to arrest you if you call yourself a citizen. I'm not joking. That's coming. They're going to arrest you basically. This is it. This is the I'm not joking, by the way. That's mainstream news. If you don't want your kids taught how to have anal sex when they're 5 years old by the pedophile government, you're going to be arrested. If you don't want to give them a shot, you're going to be arrested. If you don't want to turn your guns in, you're going to be arrested. So that's all coming up. We come back, and then Big Benghazi Gate, we told you it was a gun running operation.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So who are you? Yeah.
Let's go ahead and plunge into the geopolitical news. And then in the next segment, I'll get into the political correctness that is designed to basically paralyze everyone intellectually. And then attached to that psychological phobia to upset someone, a political agenda of good, support socialism, turn your guns in, get rid of your family, live in a coffin-sized apartment, accept Agenda 21, prove that you are part of the cult. We're being nudged, henpecked, into submitting to the globalists, who are a bunch of murdering robber barons with giant private armies above the law that run giant child kidnapping and sex slave rings, telling us, oh, look, you said you have a brown bag special. That's meant to be racist. And people go, what, you're joking? And they go, no, I'm not racist. That teapot looks like Hitler. We're going to get to that. But first, look at this article. This is out of the London Telegraph a year after we told you. We told you this within a week, and we told you this in the first month, and we have all the articles we wrote and all the guests we had on. CIA running arms smuggling team in Benghazi when consulate was attacked. That's right. They wanted to get rid of the substation safe house that had a huge warehouse behind it full of heat-seeking missiles and heavy and medium arms. Folks, this came out day one, just like they blew up the 23 Navy SEALs. And then some of them lived on the ground and had contractors kill them to get rid of the witnesses that there was no bin Laden raid. It was all fake. There was a raid there, but it wasn't who they said. And there was no body on the ship, and that's now come out. There was no burial, and they've classified, even from above top secret in the Pentagon, anyone being able to see those reports. You can't see the report of the downed SEALs. You can't see the report of the bin Laden, because there is no report. It's fake, ladies and gentlemen. And the families are now coming out and saying that, and they can't kill all of them. Oh, the CIA had been subjecting operatives to monthly polygraph tests in an attempt to suppress details of a U.S. arms smuggling operation in Benghazi that was ongoing when its ambassador was killed by a mob in the city last year. Yeah, that was the hired security for Benghazi. That was the main command base in the year-plus war to overtake Gaddafi using al-Qaeda. Up to 35 CIA operatives were working in the city during the attack last September on U.S. consulate that resulted in the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. Well, yeah, they had checkpoints down the street trying to catch the people that got away. They didn't want any witnesses getting away. They were directing the al-Qaeda forces to kill everyone so there would be no witnesses as to who gave them the heat-seeking missiles, because they're going to let al-Qaeda shoot down aircraft all over Western world, and they're going to set up checkpoints, and they're going to take our rights. And it won't matter when I get on the air, if I'm even around at that time, and say our government gave them the heat seekers, they will call me a traitor and say, why do you support al-Qaeda? And I'll go, no, our government gave it, our government did it. Shut up, traitor! What are you inside job people talking about? Well, we're talking about criminal elements in our own government that are getting power out of this. This is elementary. Trillions in no-bid weapons contracts. Taking all of our rights. Making it national security where the trillions in missing Pentagon funds are. Able to have rendition aircraft that fly people out for torture and drugs back in that have crashed before and been in Reuters. This is a bunch of hardcore killers above the law, run by private banks and foundations that are fundamentally anti-human and say that they are eugenicists that want to basically enslave humanity. I've got articles on that from DARPA. DARPA to genetically engineer humans by adding 47th chromosome, and are going to roll them out on the streets. And get this, you're racist if you say it's bad to do. By the way, you know how they have had human clones for more than 20 years on record? Oh, yeah. They just don't call them humans because they're less than 1% altered with animal or insect or plant DNA. And then they say they kill them before the embryos grow to full term in the cow uteruses. You may have heard lately, oh, they're going to be able to grow human organs in cow uteruses. I read in the BBC 16 years ago about that, and they were talking about it going on a decade before, so 26 years. I mean, I read 15 years ago about South Korea and Hong Kong and other areas of Asia, in Hong Kong and then in China, but also in South Korea, where you can buy glow-in-the-dark monkeys that are part jellyfish. We ought to buy one just to show everybody. They cost about 20 grand last time I checked. We'll be right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a science fiction movie. It's 2013. Many of the technologies developed by DARPA and the globalists using Western ingenuity have developed technologies they say themselves 30 to 50 years advanced than what the public knows in the national security complex. 26 years ago, humanoids were being grown in the uteruses of cows. The guys just searched the glow-in-the-dark part jellyfish monkeys. We'll put those on screen for viewers. There they are. That's the Sunday Mercury newspaper. And there is the glow-in-the-dark monkey. Last time I checked, they're coming out with monkeys with gills that can live in a fish tank. There's glow-in-the-dark rats and glow-in-the-dark rabbits. And the issue here is, ladies and gentlemen, this is old technology. This was in the late 1990s, being sold like something out of Blade Runner on the streets in Asia. And every time I talk about it, we see comments on InfoWars and on YouTube saying I'm a liar. Look, I'm not a liar. Okay? And you need to understand, folks, that they've already developed bioweapons and released the way that it can be designed by an average-level biochemist for about $100,000. The FBI even complained about this a few years ago, and all over the world, universities in the U.S., Europe, and Australia released different mousepox calculations and basically recipes to make a human mousepox that kills 98% of humans. And they put out how to make it. And when people become decadent and become evil, they start getting into nihilism and being destroyed. Was it Nero that finally committed suicide? Because he'd already purged his family and burned down part of the city for fun. And just went, the last thing he could do to be destructive was to kill himself. And I wish the globalists would just skip directly, you know, past the whole monopoly board and go right to killing themselves instead of everybody else along with them. Because they say they're trying to save the earth while they want to put us in coffin apartments and totally control us and shoot us up with stuff. The truth is they're a bunch of demons who'd like to hurt creation. Okay, I said I'll get into all that and first the other geopolitical news. But just briefly here, ladies and gentlemen, we carry the very best products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether they be the inner food, totally organic, whole food systems at the lowest prices, whether it be eFoods Direct via InfoWarsStore.com, whether it be all the Patriot apparel on the Second Amendment, I mean, you name it, just really great shirts on over 100 designs, women's apparel, InfoWars bags, luggage, coffee cups, umbrellas. You name it, be a walking billboard for liberty out there, folks, and support the transmission. New World Order playing cards, InfoWars.com, custom skateboards from Alien Workshop. I mean, it's just all there. The Obama Joker shirts are back. The Great Brainwash shirt is back. InfoWars.com, Save the Constitution. Bumper sticker, that's our best-selling bumper sticker. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, when you buy from us, the good guys, you get high-quality products at the lowest prices we can offer them to you. In fact, so many times we have to sign agreements that, you know, it's the lowest advertised allowable price. And then we throw in free goodies on top of that. But when I can, like with ProPure, the lowest price out there. We already have the lowest price, then 10% off with promo code WATER. Whether you go to InfoWarsStore.com or whether you call 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And regardless, folks, when you go to the site, look at the side-by-side comparison of ProPure and its leading competitors. It just blows them away in every category. Stainless steel, the best gravity-fed filters out there. 10% off, promo code WATER, InfoWarsStore.com, or again, call 888-253-3139. And we've got also on the InfoWarsStore.com the best pure brown seaweed from the Southern Hemisphere, so it doesn't have all the toxic stuff the Northern Hemisphere does. And you can get that, the Modifylon, just supercharges your immune system, your thyroid, you name it, just amazing energy. The best brown seaweed out there, concentrate at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let me get in now to political correctness. You remember last week I took a photo of one of my French bulldogs, Captain, who is white and brown and gray. They call it blue. And Captain is a five-year-old French bulldog, and he likes everybody. I promise he's not a racist, but we're thinking about, just to prove that we're not racist, we're thinking about having him shaved, because he does have some black fur on his front lip that makes him look a little bit like Hitler, folks. And my wife first pointed out a few years ago that he looks like Hitler. Even the eyes, he is very Hitler-like, not in his behavior, very sweet, very loving, and likes everybody. But that's only on the surface. We all know that, like the teapot, the JCPenney band earlier this year that looked nothing like Hitler, But the handle looked like the hair. I guess in a round handle for the top looked like a mustache. Looks nothing like it, of course. And I guess a bronze bell looks like Hitler, too. So that's been banned and destroyed. And they've apologized, by the way, for... be like if you saw a cloud that looked like an elephant or a giraffe. We know that's racist, too. So I apologized last week for Hitler Dog on air. Of course, I was not being totally sarcastic. Ladies and gentlemen, we later found news articles where people had pointed out that their neighbor's cat looked like Hitler and were disturbed because it happened to have a black spot on its head that looked like Hitler's hair and happened to have some black fur. And so should there be a nationwide move to euthanize? I mean, should I euthanize, Captain? Should people euthanize? Maybe a white cat is racist. Get rid of them. I mean, why stop there? Because, listen, I'm not joking last week saying that's where political correctness went, because they have to get you totally obsessed with the fact that you've been bad. They have to get you obsessed with the fact that using the word homosexual is against gay people, so you get arrested in England. Well, I had the BBC reporter on, Robin Page, who was, by the way, kind of a liberal, but gave a speech saying rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals and Muslims. He was arrested. And they have people in cafes listening for racism. But when the government kills a million Iraqis, that's not racist. Or when Margaret Sanger says we got to kill the blacks, that's why we have abortion, that's not racist. Real racism, when I heard a local talk show host yesterday say it's time to sterilize all the poor people, including, you know, the minorities especially, that's all liberal. Oh, you're liberal. So you're worried about a teapot and a French bulldog, but you wanted blacks are, you know, bad gene pools? Because I have the state board with Susanna Hupp a few years ago, the state rep. This is in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the actual clip from the state of Texas TV. I mean, and they have the head of the psychiatry board on, and they say, blacks have bad gene pools. That's why we have them. Well, it's like more than 80% of blacks in foster care are on psychotropics, on average 7. On average, everybody is 67%, or about 2/3. And they said, these people, if you're poor, you come from bad gene pools, and so we have to drug you. No judge, no jury, no nothing. Antipsychotics for 3-year-olds that brain damage them. Because, you know, blacks have bad gene pools. So if you say blacks don't have good genes, well, that's low. Oh, well, that's fine. You want to kill them? Oh, well, that's reasonable. But if it's a teapot, whoa, it looks like Hitler. They are creating mass mental illness in the public. So see, I'm not really joking about my dog being Hitler. Because if they can convince people he's Hitler, he is Hitler, and he'll have to be burned at the stake. Maybe he's a witch. Have a witch burning, you know. We'll tie rocks to him and throw him into the water, and then if he drowns, we can bury him a Christian burial because he's a, you know, he's a non-Hitler. But if he is a Hitler, he'll be able to tread water, and then he's got to be burned at the stake. And I'm being sarcastic, folks. They'll know I'm being sarcastic, but they'll probably have Rachel Maddow come out and say that I want to kill my dog or something. That's what they do, even when I say it's satire. Now, this is not satire. City of Seattle tells employees they'll be fired if they use the word brown baggot. So people say, oh, I'm not, you know, I don't, all the time. Last week I asked Kurt, I said, hey, I'm going to buy the writer's lunch. You guys have done a great job. He goes, oh, man, my wife made me some great stuff. I'm brown bagging it. Yeah, I had some great ribs left over from last night. And that's racist, too, because, you know, black people like ribs. By the way, whenever I talk about Obama and being Jim Jones, his followers wanting to drink the Kool-Aid, they say, oh, black people drink Kool-Aid. Really, I thought everybody drank Kool-Aid. See, everything, you can't talk. You know, if a high school wants to have a joke day making fun of country people, that's what it's really about, is making fun of rednecks. That's what the day was. The feds found out in Arizona and are moving to sue everybody and ban it, saying girls can't wear Daisy Duke pants and put fake teeth in, which really it's making fun of people from the country. That's really what the only acceptable thing is to be anti-rural white. So in a way, it really is a prejudice. And it's kind of fun, too, though, because I'm kind of a redneck, so I can make fun of it. I'm allowed to. But the point is that it's clearly a very popular thing. It's like dressing up like a caveman. Well, thank God for the caveman. But the point is that that's what this is all about. And so it's about getting you obsessed with everything that's not real so that you ignore all the real foreign banks stealing $85 billion a month of taxpayer money, General Motors being shipped overseas, our power plants being shut down. That's the globalists discriminating against us all. But see, as long as they can divide and conquer us, everything's okay. So, but it gets worse. You can't say the word citizen because you're not allowed to. That might hurt people that aren't citizens. Just like in San Francisco and Texas, or was it in Dallas, too, it happened a few years ago. You're not allowed, it was Hispanic students at one school wearing, one of them, it started when he wore an American flag shirt, just an American apparel. American flags, and they said, you can't wear that. And then the illegals all wore their Mexican flag shirts. And then the school suspended six Hispanic youth, American citizens in San Francisco, because they said the American flag is hurtful. So, see, you don't say citizen, you don't have the American flag, and you don't have teapots because that's Hitler, and my dog's Hitler, and you don't say the word homosexual, and you can't have a rebel flag, and you can't, you know, even have an orange General Lee car because that means you're racist, and just on and 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 on. But if banks want to rape you and take your pension funds, that's a-okay. So without further ado, here is the local Seattle TV station, ladies and gentlemen, where you do not say citizen or the words brown bagging it. I didn't know that. See, now I'm aware of this. When I said, hey, Kurt, I walked in. I said, I'm going to buy the writers lunch. He said, well, you can get them lunch because I do that, you know, every once a week for some department. I like to get people lunch. It's what I do, Texas Hospitality, which is racism as well. And, I mean, again, I was at Barton Springs a few months ago, and it was two Hispanic guys and a white guy. And one of the Hispanic guys goes, let's go eat at that such Chinese food place. Hey, let's go. You know, I could tell they were stoned. They're all having fun in the pool. Hey, let's go get the Chinese up and such and such. And the one white guy and the other Hispanic, politically correct, they go, don't say Chinese. They were, I'm just saying Chinese food. I guess if I say, hey, let's get Mexican food. Oh, it's racist. I mean, you know, let's get, I guess if they had like an Irish pub, let's get Irish food. Oh, you're against, oh my gosh, oh, you made a McWiener joke. Oh my, see. But we're putting BPA in all the kids' juice boxes as the brain damages them and gives them cancer. You know, they're raping their brains. Well, that's okay. Let's go ahead and go to now the Sovietization of America in Seattle. Here it is. Brown bag, folks, is racist. Here it is.
As people who work in city government, we represent all the residents of Seattle.
That is part of the memo to City Hall that spells it all out. A recommendation to no longer use the terms citizen or brown bag.
That's right.
The Office for Civil Rights says Seattle serves all residents, whether they're citizens or not. Some like it and some don't.
I think it's ridiculous.
In the sense that citizenship means, like, legal matters, it might not account for everybody.
And while city leaders publicize brown bag lunch meetings all the time, the term does have a sordid history.
It used to be a way that people could judge the skin color.
But do you find it offensive?
No, not at all. I personally don't.
They've been calling that brown bags for years.
And those responses made us think, what else might governments try to ban? Brown bags come from the supermarket near the black olives, the white onions, and the yellow mustard.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Uh-oh, it's racist.
We all want a white Christmas, and a lot of us tie yellow ribbons around that old oak tree.
That's racist.
While UW students spend years walking through Red Square. But the city of Seattle is not alone. State lawmakers voted to remove all gender-specific words in official records. Freshmen are now first-year's journeymen. Our journey level and penmanship, handwriting.
Come on, we all know what it means.
To offend or not to offend.
I mean, I think that's carrying it to the point of ridiculous.
That's the point.
Turns out it's a really big question.
So what do you say instead of brown bagging it at the office? Well, according to that memo floating around Seattle, try out sack lunch, or how about lunch and learn? Luke Ducey, Como 4 News.
Well, wait a minute. That's anti-German because the Germans sacked Rome. And they even called some of the tribes, the nickname the Romans had them was sackers. Whoa! I'm part German. I want that banned. Again, and the media should have absolutely decried it. Como did an okay job. Usually the media would be like, this is good. Arrest everyone. But that's where this is all going, ladies and gentlemen. That's the plan. Meanwhile, when we come back, before I get into all the geopolitical news that I've mentioned, the huge Benghazi news and more, this went up on Infowars.com yesterday, WISN-TV. Armed agents raid animal shelter for baby deer and then kill it. And they come with a SWAT team, put everybody in an area holding them, take the deer, kill it, and then put fines on the animal shelter that took care of a fawn. And again, I've had friends and family that, you know, take care of a fawn when the mama gets hit and the fawn sits there, you take it in, feed it. You know, the point is that the crime was taking care of something. They want to henpeck regular, hardworking, good people. It's about teaching you you're bad. It's about teaching your kids when you're in D.C. They run over and say, "What are you doing, young man?" To a 7-year-old taking pictures of the White House. Give me your ID. And the families get upset, and the Secret Service in police uniforms get in their face. I've seen this. I've videotaped it. We put it out. And they do it to us, and it's let you, and you go, "This isn't America." And they just look at you, just going, "You bet it isn't, boy." It's just like, "You bet, you scum." And that's why so many Secret Service have been quitting. Like Bongino, we ought to get him back on, running for Senate. Or is it governor? I forget. Because this is evil, folks. This is authoritarianism. And they want you to know this. I mean, now cops will say, "I'm going to search your car." You're like, "You don't have a right." And they'll just taser you on the spot. And then they'll back those people up, or they'll do proctology exams on 2 women, 4 orifices, 1 glove. Totally criminal. I mean, doing the proctology exam is rape, but it's like you're an animal. And the head of the state police said he liked it until they lost, you know, started losing court cases. The state police in Texas want to pull your wife over and ram their hands inside their body looking for drugs the government shipped in. The government runs Al-Qaeda. They run it all. But when we come back, they come and murder the baby deer to save it. This is the mental illness of government.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, the second hour is coming up, and I will get into the latest on Snowden, the latest on foster care system, traps children in vicious cycle of sex abuse by design. That's an article by Leanne McAdoo up on Infowars.com. We're going to tie that in with celebrity arrest could soar after horrified police discover Jimmy Savile's secret lair at record shop. Now, I'm not going to play this whole newscast. It's up on Infowars.com. But they come out there, gripe at him with police, herd them all in for hours, search the whole place, take the deer, give them fines, kill the baby deer. And this is a pattern everywhere where they nickel and dime and obsess on clearly good people. Because we're the food. They don't mess with real criminals. CPS, when I see it, doesn't take kids. You hear it all the time where the kid dies in their crib and weighed one-third what they should and had flies all over them. They don't want that kid. They want the healthy kid. That's why they have a 50% turnover on average in CPS nationwide. Look it up. Because the people get in for the right reasons to find out, and this is sick. And it's the same thing with baby deer. It's all about getting in your life. And they know normal, good, hardworking people will just bend over to whatever they want to do. This is a criminal government. It's called a tyranny. It's happened before. And it's converting whatever was left right now. The bottom fell out, folks. I see this kind of stuff all the time. We're going to come arrest you if you have your rabbit again at an event. We're going to come, you know, fine you. We're going to pull out badges at your event. We're going to try to get your magic shows canceled. They don't do that for drug dealers because they're getting part of the money. They don't do that to pedophiles because they're perverts. Let's go to this clip where they kill the baby deer to save it. And even the news didn't say that. It's like armed agents raid animal shelter for baby deer and then kill it should be the headline. Here it is.
2 weeks ago, Ray Schulze was working in the barn at the Society of St. Francis on the Kenosha, Illinois border when a swarm of squad cars arrived bearing a search warrant.
9 DNR agents and 4 deputy sheriffs, and they were all armed to the teeth.
The focus of their search, a baby fawn brought here by an Illinois family worried she'd been abandoned by her mother.
When it made a little noise, it sounded like it was laughing.
Schulze deals mostly with dogs and cats. He videotaped the fawn they named Giggles during the 2 weeks she was here. The DNR began investigating after 2 anonymous calls reporting a baby deer at the no-kill shelter.
The warden drafted an affidavit for the search warrant, complete with aerial photos, in which he describes getting himself into a position where he was able to see the fawn going in and out of the barn.
Agents told staff they came to seize the deer because Wisconsin law forbids the possession of wildlife.
I said, the deer is scheduled to go to the wildlife reserve the next day.
A wildlife reserve in Illinois, which allows the rehabilitation of deer. Schulze says agents corralled workers near the picnic area and set out in search of the fawn.
I was thinking in my mind, well, yeah, they're going to get take the deer and take it to a wildlife shelter. And then here they come carrying the baby deer over their shoulder like a bag of, she was in a body bag. I said, why did you do that? He said, well, it's our policy.
That's
and I
enough.
Said, well, that's one.
That's one hell of a policy. Now, notice good tattletales saw them on YouTube at a big animal shelter of good, loving volunteers in a really nice facility if you're looking at it on video, if you're a radio listener describing it for you. And they came. I was reading the newspaper. 8 SWAT vehicles. They came with guys in SWAT uniforms for a known animal shelter of nice people. Just like they do for Amish or anybody. It's all part of their mental illness, all part of their dress-up. And the better you are, the more they hate you. And then they kill the deer in front of everybody. It goes on and on. And, you know, have the dead body in front of everybody. This is what they do, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they do. And good little tattletales did it. And the SWAT team came. This is the demonic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello,
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.